Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Discipline Switch. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like your mind is playing a never-ending game of keep up? We live in a world that glorifies the hustle, right? That pushes us to constantly be on, always doing, always achieving. But guess what? You can't pour from an empty cup. We're diving deep into something seriously important today. Prioritizing self-care for mental well-being. It's not about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. It's about building sustainable habits that actually nourish your mind and soul. So, how do we prioritize this vital stuff amidst the chaos of daily life? Let's break down five key takeaways that will change the game. First up, redefine what self-care means to YOU. Seriously, ditch the societal pressure to conform to some generic definition. What truly recharges you? Maybe it's a good book, a walk in nature, catching up with friends, or even just 15 minutes of quiet contemplation. Identify your unique recharge buttons and make time for them consistently. It's not selfish, it's essential. Think of it like this. Would you put off servicing your car until it completely breaks down? Probably not. Your mental health deserves the same level of care and attention. Next, say no more often. It might feel counterintuitive, but learning to set boundaries is crucial for self-care. You can't be everything to everyone all the time. Saying no to commitments that drain your energy frees up space for activities that truly nourish you. Remember, it's okay to prioritize your own well-being. Don't let guilt trip yourself into overcommitting. You've got this. Third, schedule self-care like any other important appointment. Life gets busy, I get it. But if something is truly important, we make time for it. Block out specific time slots in your week dedicated to self-care activities. Treat these appointments with the same respect and commitment as you would a meeting or doctor's visit. Number four, practice mindfulness. This doesn't have to be complicated meditation sessions, although those are great. It's about being present in the moment. Pay attention to your senses, the taste of your coffee, the feeling of the sun on your skin, the sound of laughter around you. Take a few deep breaths and simply observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment. This can be a powerful way to reduce stress and cultivate a sense of calm. And finally, be kind to yourself. Seriously, this is non-negotiable. We're our own worst critics sometimes, but remember, you are worthy of love, compassion, and care. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a dear friend. Acknowledge your strengths, celebrate your accomplishments, and be patient with your imperfections. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom juggling work, kids, and household chores. She's constantly on the go, never taking time for herself. One day she hits a wall, exhaustion, irritability, feeling overwhelmed. She realizes something has to change. She starts incorporating small acts of self-care. A morning walk before work, 15 minutes of reading at night, a weekly massage. Slowly but surely she feels the difference. Her energy levels rise, her stress diminishes, and she's more present for both her family and herself. See? Self-care isn't about being selfish. It's about investing in your well-being so you can show up fully for everything else that matters. So, what are you going to do today to prioritize your mental well-being? Remember, even small steps can make a big difference. Schedule that 30-minute walk. Pick up that book you've been wanting to read, or simply take five deep breaths and enjoy a moment of quiet. You deserve it. Let's keep this conversation going. Share your self-care tips and experiences in the comments below. Let's inspire each other. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of inspiration and practical advice on The Discipline Switch. Until next time, remember, you got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.